Good morning. Today is Friday, October 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Evan George, and welcome to Bostopia News. And here's what's happening in the news today. Construction on the L Street Station project in South Boston will be beginning in a few weeks. And as written by Jonathan Burke from Twitter, nowhere less, in 2017, this project proposed 1,588 units of housing, 987 parking spaces, and office and retail space. However, what we ended up with is only 635 units of housing with 1,214 parking spots. The prioritizing of parking over housing in a time when everyone agrees we need more affordable units, family units, is so absurd. And at a time when we need to be investing more in public transportation, especially in our inner cities, carving out the city to favor parking spots, guess what? Results in more cars. While the fallout economically and public health-wise from COVID-19 is still being felt throughout the greater Boston area, one organization is thriving, that being Harvard University, which now boasts a endowment of $53.2 billion, achieving a 33.6% return on its investments over the past year. And the idea that they went from what was already an absurd $40-plus billion endowment before the pandemic to now over $53 billion is sickening, especially when added that they do not pay taxes into the city, though their students and faculty consume our resources, that even on their agreements through the pilot system, payment in lieu of taxation, they never pay the full amount that they promise. The fact that this is legal, that they can hide behind a tax-exempt status while doing nothing more than hoarding tens of billions of dollars at a time of both economic and environmental collapse, I don't even know. Multiple city workers on Mass and Cass have ended up in the hospital in recent weeks with a nasty stomach bug as the sanitary conditions reach an all-time low, this being reported by Sean Philip Cotter from the Herald. Quoting now, "This place is not the cleanest place in the world. Fruit flies everywhere, you've got rats running around everywhere," said a worker. Continuing from the piece, the worker stressed that the rat problem there, big as dogs, and said he'd recently seen a clearly diseased rat with sores walking over people on the ground, and employees who work in the area, represented by the union SEIU 888, say the same things. And this is, of course, the consequence of refusing to use treatment and empty housing to deal with this crisis. When you force people to sleep on the streets, waste and trash will accumulate, which then will bring about rats, insects, disease. None of this is difficult to understand. The deadline for Massachusetts state employees to be vaccinated comes this Sunday, and with it, hundreds of state workers are seeking exemptions. The executive order signed by Charlie Baker impacts 42,000 employees, myself being one of them, and if you are unvaccinated and do not receive a waiver, you could face unpaid suspensions and ultimately termination. According to SEIU Local 509, roughly 2% of their workers have requested vaccine waivers. And looking at larger trends I've been seeing, I'd suspect anywhere from 2 to 5% of the state employees will not be vaccinated in time. Let's phrase it that way. I am also very curious if, similar to Boston, will police officers continue to not have to face these standards, and will they be exempt? We'll see. Massachusetts has begun a multi-pronged process to achieve our goal of being net zero carbon emissions by 2050. However, the first step in that process, as issued by the Department of Public Utilities, is to ask the gas companies to create their own plans and scenarios. And then scientists, activists, people concerned with the environment can take a look. The idea that we can rely on natural gas and gas companies to be leading on a transition away from those very fuel sources is mind-bogglingly stupid, and there's no other way for me to phrase it. The Department of Public Utilities also gave gas companies responsibility for the selecting and hiring of the consultant, who would then form the data that we use and the models that we use as a blueprint. It's beyond parody, and it would be comical if it didn't come with it the continuation of the sixth extinction event in Earth's history and the ultimate destruction of our ecosystem. I don't know if that was the most appropriate time to take a coffee sip, but I don't know what else to do. Oh my god. I hope that didn't just ruin everyone's morning. As today's news and some recent political events has me infuriated this early in the morning. But do not let that stop you from having a fantastic weekend, and as always, a great rest of your day.